This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
How did you feel doing some prep for this? You're like, oh man, we're back at it.
It was nice. I felt like almost like sports were back, and I was getting into it. So.
Sports are almost back. Sports.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Darlington's a fun track. I went there in September of 2001. Hopped on a plane, I believe, September the 9th of 2001. Flew back home.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Really?
Yeah. I was on a plane in early September.
Dodged a bullet or a couple planes, but
yeah. A couple days later, and who knows?
On 1340 WKGN.
That'd be a scary feeling, even if you weren't in the attack, to have been on a plane that day.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Oh, I know.
Would you have stopped the hijacking?
What are you doing, Ken?
I don't think so.
Let's not turn.
We're turning left into the World Trade Center.
Oh, my God. All right, let's go to break.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour 3 headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Cue the music for another return to Cleveland, man. Another magical return. I guess he's gonna have a special little video. The I'm coming home. Is he gonna do that just as LeBron did? Anderson Varejão, guys. Ring a bell? Anybody? Varejão?
I'm more of a Zydrunas Ilgauskas guy myself.
What a stud Ilgauskas was. 7 foot and
him and Drew Gooden, dude. They were a so dynamic ugly duo.
Drew Gooden. What a terrible team. Anderson Varejão, arguably the second best player on the 2007 Cavaliers Finals team. You could make an argument for,
was
I would say.
On that team?
He was. I guess he probably was honestly second best, right? I mean, Larry Hughes. Jesus, Popovich.
Didn't they have Mo Williams.
Terrible team, Chuck. Terrible team.
I tore it up with
and
team.
Anderson Varejão is coming back to Cleveland. He's back. He said it's home. I love the city. I love the fans. He'll be signing a 10-day contract with the team. Kind of a begin to an end season for him, celebrating his 12th year run in Cleveland. 38 years old, and he hasn't played in the NBA since 2017. So what does that tell you, Chuck? That the Cavs need some attention.
They
need something positive. Let's bring a guy that went to a championship. Let's do that.
What if he's just reshaped his body? He's been training aggressively for years. He's in great shape. His legs are fresh, and he just tears it up.
He can't make a jump shot. He couldn't make a jump shot. Sure. I guarantee he still can't make a jump shot.
I don't
shot.
Even know if he can dunk anymore.
What is Cleveland doing? Like, what is Cleveland doing?
I don't know, this is man. Just that's embarrassing. Your team. Tell
I guess it's
so.
I guess it's better than having Kevin Love out there smacking the ball to the other team and looking all pissed off and crybabying
Kevin
out
Love's
there.
An interesting man.
Kevin Love's, he's also sick of being in Cleveland. But Anderson Varejão is not. He is back again. At the NBA since 2017. What are we doing?
What's your team doing, Draven? Break it down.
We were in high school.
I just don't know.
We were graduating from college in like 4 days, and we were in high school the last time this guy was in the NBA.
Oh, boy. What are they doing? But yeah, there you go. Cleveland! This is for you!
At least we're not Detroit.
That's what everybody says. All right, moving on. Some other NBA news. Draymond Green says teams are terrified, Cam. Absolutely petrified of Stephen Curry. His recent play has just continues to push Golden State as they're making playoff runs here as the season closes to an end. Another great game for Steph last night. Another 40-point performance. Another dominating shooting performance. And Draymond took note of it. He had 41 and he said, anytime you step on the floor with Steph Curry, man, there's an advantage. So teams are terrified of him. And everywhere he runs on the floor, with or without the ball, teams are terrified, Cam. That type of gravity pulls a lot of weight.
I mean, Steph has been balling, man. He's been out there hooping.
You agree with this, though? You think teams are terrified of Steph Curry, of trying to run around?
Of him,
this
yes.
Guy?
Of the rest of the team, no. You could let Steph get 60 and just not worry about everybody else, and you would still win the game.
I wonder where this Golden State team would be with Clay. Where do you think they'd be standings-wise? 4 or 5 seed? Like, they probably wouldn't be a top seed, but...
They would be a more comfortable 7, I think.
Okay. Just kind of solidified in a playoff spot, I guess.
I think they'd be up there at, like, 5 or the
I mean, like, they could
right
be
now.
Anywhere from 5 to, like, 7. But, I mean, any team, because right now it could be... I guess there are just so many teams floating around between, like, 5 and 8, 5 and 7. That
right.
They'd just be another one.
Steph Curry. People terrified of Steph Curry. Interesting comments from Draymond. He is, man. And like we said, he's been on just an absolute tear here in the last, pretty much last month, last couple months. I mentioned yesterday, Howie Roseman, one of the big botches of the weekend was him and the personnel, was it Donahue, the Donahue guy, the VP of player personnel, went to give him a fist bump after their third round pick. He kind of didn't do it. He kind of ghosted him a little bit, kind of just brushed it off, looked a little pissed off. And Roseman actually got asked about it. He had to respond to people asking, like, hey, did you guys have a little bit of a rift here? What was going on? He said, that's ridiculous. He said, every single person on our staff has their own draft board. That's how we write up reports. He said, Coach Nick Sirianni has his own draft board. Vice President of Player Personnel Andy Waddell has his own draft board. Tom Donahue, the guy who threw a really weak fist bump, has his own draft board. I have my own draft board. That's how we rank players. That's how our system is set up to do that. My first question is, Cam, is this how it's typically – I don't know if this is how it typically works. We talked about this yesterday. We don't know how these draft rooms work. But, I mean, everybody having a different draft board – four or five different guys. This seems more problematic than...
I didn't think that's how it worked. I thought that you kind of came to a consensus as like a unit.
Yeah, that's what I thought you should
do. As a draft board, which honestly like, makes more sense, obviously.
At least like your head scout, GM, and coach. Like you guys should, you know, do your own evaluations, like, obviously. Yeah. You don't want groupthink, you know, to affect how you evaluate someone. But
like it's obviously okay to have like a player
evaluations,
like.
You need to come together and make an organizational big board.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's okay if, like, you know, one of the guys, like, your owner prefers this guy over another guy that you may have, like, a spot higher on your board. But there should be a pretty good consensus on who is where and if you get down to a spot, if you're willing to take this person or not.
Why do you choose to answer that question honestly, too? Why would you admit that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, he didn't want him, I did. Basically, is what you're saying.
And then he goes on to say, pretty much, my job is to reflect all of that. Pretty much everybody's perspective, medical, scouts, coaches, all that. And he said, I listen to everyone and try to make these decisions. So it's almost like he's saying, like, yeah, everybody gives their opinion and I make the choice. It's like,
just
well,
be like, hey, we're middle-aged white guys and fist bumps are hard sometimes and just leave it at that.
I love it. I love seeing this Eagles front office in shambles.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Just shambles.
I forgot you like you.
Yes. This is beautiful. Gorgeous. Again, I mean, I wonder if this is how most teams work. Every guy has a draft board, and you just kind of go down it, and then I guess the GM's like, you know what? That guy made the most sense.
I mean, maybe later in the draft, you know, things vary
fourth,
more.
Fourth, fifth, sixth rounds,
you can
really
evaluate, you know, some of those deeper guys much differently.
Especially in a year where didn't really get to evaluate guys as much with no combine and all that.
Like first and second round, I think teams are generally on the same page.
Yeah, I must say, even in first year, even my team's war room didn't have any issues. They always seem happy with who they were taking. I think there's a pretty big consensus. I think there's a pretty consensual big board you come up with. And obviously you have players, some you may like more than others, but I think you also kind of like agree at a point. And I'm sure they talk it through a little bit too. Like when someone's falling, I'm sure you have like a handful of players that you're like, okay, we're coming up at this spot. These are the guys we could take. Like what's the best option for our team? I feel like that's what it comes down to.
Right.
And it kind of depends on who has the final say, I guess. But at the same time, you kind of usually are okay with like a group of players, I would think. So I don't know what they're doing over there.
Oh, I love to see it. Speaking of the draft, we have some of the numbers coming in just audience-wise. It had 6.1 million viewers across ABC, ESPN, NFL Network, ESPN Deportes, and... It was making that the third most watched draft ever. So there you go. I want to say last year's was the first just because pretty much everything virtual. We're also kind of hungry for sports at that time. So that was kind of a big reason as well. But not bad. Third most watched. Did you guys like the draft setup this past year?
I mean, I love watching the draft, but I feel like there's been a lot of people trying to push the narrative that the NBA is catching up and the NBA is the sport of the future and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that tries to tell you that, just just point him the draft numbers. More people are watching to find out where what college players are going to play on NFL teams in the actual games than are just watching the NBA finals.
Yeah. It's true.
Yep.
Now, football's still king in
America. It is. NFL's king.
It is, and I don't think it's
dying off. They also dominated the Oscars this year. Go draft.
Killing it. Also, like,
I think the Oscars were just, like,
bad. I mean, there
weren't
any
movies. Like,
yeah.
Movies.
It was like, oh, well, there's 8 movies. One of them's got to be the best.
Well, I mean, like, the NBA draft doesn't even touch the NFL draft either. I mean, you care about, what, the first 5 picks in the NBA draft, and after that, it's like, whatever.
I think a true NBA fan really cares about, like, the lottery, like, the order, like, seeing – like how it all turns out, especially there's been a lot of controversy over the lottery over the years. Like,
I love
the frozen envelope in '85 or whatever. And I mean,
like, I'll watch the whole.
It's nice to see the Knicks fans melt down every year.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's pretty much what happens.
Pretty
every
much,
year.
Yeah. That's one of the big reactions, seeing where Knicks land. Yeah, kind of crazy, but you're right. NFL is absolutely king. Staying in the NFL, really weird. Did you see guys? Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle. Injured. Like, what the hell's going on there? Was he working out or what? He's out
sneezing.
8 to 10. Still one of the most funny videos with him. He's playing dodgeball?
Oh, no, I just made that up.
Okay. I thought you were legit for saying. I was like,
game.
Oh, no. That's a
dangerous
a horrible
game.
Look. But, yeah, looks like he's going to be out. I saw 8 to 10 weeks with a it was like a foot injury. So, kind of something to maybe monitor for the Jets, one of their bigger players on the defensive side. And wanted to get to Jimmy Garoppolo. How about old Jimmy G? How's old Jimmy G feeling after Trey Lance coming into the picture? Interesting, right? Well, he was pretty positive about it, guys, I will admit. He kind of talked about how it's just a full circle life in the NFL. He was once the up-and-coming quarterback behind Tom Brady, and then now he's got to be the kind of the leader of the team and kind of develop the other younger quarterback. So seemed pretty positive about it.
Good guy, Jimmy G. He always, anytime you see him talk, or hear stories about him, he just seems like he's a pretty good person.
Yeah, I agree.
Likeable guy.
Yeah. Always kind of got a smile on his face, seems like. Seems like a decent guy. Obviously, the 49ers didn't seem to think the same way. We also had an interesting quote from RG3. RG3 said that he is basically the perfect quarterback for the 49ers situation, that perfect mentor, he said, the perfect bridge quarterback is basically what he referred to. I thought, I was like, wow, RG3, right.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I guess, you know, he was a rookie mobile quarterback coming into the picture. The direct quote was, I don't think the 49ers have a guy on their roster that would be better situated than myself to come in and mentor Trey Lance. You guys buying that? RG3? Mentor?
I mean, I don't know if he says best equipped.
I mean, what's he going to do? Tell him to wear a knee brace?
Yeah,
don't play at FedEx Field?
Maybe. Maybe. It's a decent advice.
I feel like there's other mobile quarterbacks you could get better advice from, like maybe like a Russell Wilson type or anything like that. But
yeah, because Trey Lance is a mobile quarterback, yeah, but I mean he's not strictly a mobile quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like he can sit
like
back.
He likes to sling the rock.
Yeah. I agree. Well, actually, I don't agree. I've only never really seen a highlight of this guy since he hasn't played in 2 years.
You don't like watching North Dakota State football?
No, not on my top of my to-do list, Chuck.
Wow.
No.
I watched them.
Wow. What a casual.
I mean, they're playing right now, right? Is it still going?
No, they're lost. They got upset by Sam Houston State.
Really?
Jeez, did you not
we talked
to
about
winners
this
and
yesterday.
Losers?
Those are my winners and losers.
Well, you know.
State of North Dakota.
Kind of faded the FCS out. I'm sorry. I'm not going to pretend I care about the FCS.
My Jackrabbits are in the semifinals this weekend, baby.
Who are they playing?
Who are they playing?
Are they the clear favorite with North Dakota State out?
They're playing Delaware.
Mm.
So we're going to have a blue and yellow school versus a school named after a former president. I think.
What?
James Madison's playing Sam Houston State. Hmm. Sam Houston was the president of Texas. And Delaware and South Dakota State are both blue and yellow.
Wow.
I was so confused what you're talking about.
I was like, about to say.
It makes sense to me, but apparently not to anyone else, so I'm just going to lean back now.
Okay.
I think you might be right about that Sam Houston thing. I don't. You sure he was president or was he governor?
No, it was back when Texas was being
Republic.
Their own country doing their little thing.
Okay.
He was their president. Mm. Or I could be wrong.
Fun facts from Chuck. Or he could be wrong.
One potential facts.
Potential, yeah. There you go.
Hypothetically could be a fact.
Delaware, aren't they the Blue Hens, right?
Yeah.
Home of elite quarterback Joe Flacco.
Wow, it's true.
Elite? Oof. Jalen Hurts better watch out, man, if Joe Flacco's elite.
I mean, they said it's an open competition.
He did. Sirianni likes Flacco, man.
Nothing would make me happier than if Joe Flacco won that job and then led the Eagles to an 8-8 NFC East winning record.
Yeah, that would win you that division.
You can't go 8-8 anymore, buddy.
Oh, no.
You can't go 8-8 anymore,
so
buddy.
What's more likely to happen than 7-10, 8-9, 9-8 for the NFC East winner?
9-8 would get it
Dallas
done.
Is going to at least get double-digit wins, so what's that?
That's
10-7.
Hilarious thing that you just said.
11-6, 10-7.
He just locked that in like that was.
I mean,
guarantee.
You with what you and your like 12
linebackers. I'm not gonna break down the NFC East for you. I'm not gonna break down Danny No Dimes, Ryan Fitzmagic, and whoever
the
hell the Eagles
the football
throw
team
out there.
Is the clear favorite.
What makes him the clear favorite? With a quarterback who's never been to the playoffs. With a quarterback
leader?
Who's never been to the playoffs. Yeah,
Taylor Heineke's been to the playoffs.
Oh,
sir.
God. Oh my God. Move on. Go to break. Go to break.
You got no more headlines for us? Okay. Well, we'll go to break. Hit some trivia soon.
Taylor Heineke.
See if these boys are ready if Charlie's ready for the challenge of Team Haven over here.
I'm so excited.
We'll be back on the other side. Stick with us. Talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hey, folks. Jamie.
All right, it's Trivia Tuesday. Hey-o. Charlie's been very confident about his ability.
A little too confident
in trivia.
I love trivia. I've never lost to you two in anything.
Is that true?
Yeah. No, it is true.
Ooh. I don't know about that.
Okay, then.
Team Haven. Owen.
What have we played you in, Chuck?
We've thrown axes.
Okay. You got us. You got me an axe.
Get
down
there.
Good job. God, that was terrible.
All right, Charlie, you know how this works?
Kind of.
Okay, so basically we got 5 categories, 5 questions each, 1-pointers, obviously the easiest, 5-pointers the hardest.
Yeah, you better keep up with this.
I'm about to give you these 5. Yeah, you may want to write down the categories, maybe, possibly.
I don't bring anything to the station just besides myself and my phone.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem. All right, Cam, spit them out real quick for us.
Yeah, you better not be looking them up over there.
Can I have my phone out to keep track of the categories?
Yes.
Yeah. That's okay.
I'll keep it on the phone.
That's fair.
But okay, we're going to have categories here, and basically you're going to get 7 questions, and whoever has the most points, and then those 7 wins the trivia competition.
1 through 5, 5's the hardest. You got all that, right?
All right, so here's your categories. It is May 4th, so we have to have a Star Wars category.
Love to see it.
We got musicians' real names. I'm going to give you... basically, an artist's real name. You tell me their stage name.
Oh, God.
That's going to be tough.
I'm less confident already.
I got baseball. I got math.
I got Hayden.
Oh, no. No.
And I got food and drink.
I've been hoodwinked. He heard me say earlier on the show that I don't like Star Wars, and I'm really bad at math.
It's May the 4th, Chuck. You have to do Star Wars. That's just how it
Charlie,
goes.
Charlie, I've only watched, like, the old ones.
Then again, food and drinks. I mean...
Chuck, you're the guest on the show this week. You can choose. You want to go first or second?
I want to go second.
Okay.
What does John normally do?
I mean, switches back.
Whatever we want, he does the opposite, basically. Yeah.
What do you guys want?
You claim second. You're going second.
Say,
all right, boys, pick
late.
A category.
We will do Star Wars for 3.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you?
We got to set the pace
3.
For these questions.
Okay,
let's see how Star Wars are.
Ahead.
Yeah, Star Wars for 3.
What color is Mace Windu's lightsaber?
Purple. Come on now.
I didn't know that. It's purple. Good job, Draven. Good job, Draven.
They're on the board.
3 points.
I didn't even know that was a color lightsaber.
I think I can maybe...
I thought it was just red and green.
I think I can maybe knock these.
Let's go. Let's pick it up, Charlie.
Here we go.
Baseball for 3.
Baseball for 3. All right. Oh, jeez. I mixed up my writing. Okay. Boom. Who was the first major league pitcher to break 100 miles per hour?
Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
That is correct.
He knows his stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think, Hayden?
Tied up.
I feel good about math for 3. I do.
Okay. But we're doing a Star Wars one after this.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Math
take
for
all
3.
Of I was going to.
All Don't right.
With any.
What is the sum of all the angles of a triangle?
Like, what does it add up to?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 180.
Yep.
Degrees.
It is 180.
That was 3 on math?
Yep. Yes.
Food and drinks, 3.
Food and drink for 3.
Off to a hot start.
Coca-Cola was invented in Georgia. Where did Pepsi originate?
Oh. I knew this one. We've had this question before, I thought.
Chuck hasn't, though.
Arkansas.
Arkansas is incorrect.
Isn't it North Carolina?
He is based out of North Carolina.
Yeah. Jeez. Okay. Let's. I kind of want to bury him right here. Hey, too. Give me Star Wars for 4 right here, Cam.
Okay, like, Star Wars
Draven,
for 4.
You better get this.
All right. In what month were all 6 original Star Wars films released?
In what month were all 6 original Star Wars films released? Okay.
The non-Disney ones.
Yeah, because those were released around December.
Yeah.
The originals, I don't think summer. That's tough, though.
It's your Star Wars guy over here.
This is a tough question.
Okay, well, if you have a guess, then go with December.
You want to go December?
If you don't have a guess, that's what I would do.
I don't think it's December because he said the original's got to be different from the Disney version. So I'm going to go with a different guess. I kind of want to say June, Cameron. Okay. June.
Locking in June?
Yep.
June is close. It was May. Yeah.
Dude. Let's go.
I thought May, but I thought that'd be too obvious.
Give me baseball for 4.
For a summer blockbuster, yeah.
Baseball for 4.
Damn. Thought maybe too obvious.
What team did Babe Ruth hit his first career home run against?
Against? Oh.
God.
Against? That's a wild one.
4 or 5 are
hard. Give me the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Brooklyn Dodgers is incorrect. It was the New York Yankees.
Oh, was it when he played for the Red Sox still?
Yep. Yeah.
I didn't know he actually played. I thought he just like was
I thought he was a pitcher. Part of
the 1915, back in the day then.
What are you feeling, Hayden? So what is the score? We up 3?
It's 6-3.
Okay.
And then we obviously got all these 2s. I'm feeling, you didn't do math for 4?
I guess.
There's no, there's only 1-3 left, real musicians, real names. And I don't know any of those.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Okay. So I want to do math for 4.
Okay.
Math for 4. What do you call a triangle with all the sides that are different lengths?
Scalene.
Yep.
Final answer.
Scalene is correct.
Jeez, man.
Ooh!
I don't like what you're doing. Ooh,
where are you at, Chuck? Was it 10-3? 10-3 right now?
10-3.
10-3.
You should not put math on here. I'm just going to be honest.
Food and drinks for 4.
Food and drink for 4. All right. What does kosher mean in Hebrew?
Clean.
Clean is not cleansed? Correct. It's proper. You're on the right
Somebody
track.
Somebody call the ambulance.
Hey, but not for me.
Let's bury him. Let's bury him right here, Hayden. Let's bury him.
There's a lot
you
left.
You do math for 5?
My goodness, man. You're really feeling good about the math. I mean, if you're feeling it, man.
Mathematician over here, apparently.
If you want to go for a little heat check right here, let's do it.
Let's do a heat check, math for 5.
Okay. What unit of time is 1/100th of a second?
Millisecond.
I think that's wrong. Lock it in. Millisecond. I think that's wrong.
Millisecond is incorrect.
Yeah, I figured it'd be
something
else.
It's a jiffy.
Oh, I want to get that.
Did you know that?
Yeah, you idiots.
I was about to say, I knew it wouldn't be millisecond. That was way too obvious.
I don't know.
I didn't know a jiffy.
Give me baseball for 5.
He needs
baseball
it.
Baseball for 5. All right. What are the 3 components that make up the inside of a baseball?
There's a little rubber ball thing.
Does that count? Little rubber ball thing?
It's like, it's red.
I think you should have to have the proper.
Yeah, you gotta have the correct term for
it. I don't know what it's called.
Big baseball guy.
And then you have the yarn.
Okay. Are you like trying to get answers out of him or something, or are you just gonna?
Air, dude.
Okay, that's wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Weather.
You're out on that. Nope.
I don't even understand what you're asking.
It is cork,
yep.
Wool, and yarn.
Yep. That was pretty close.
I don't think you ever said cork. All right, Hayden.
How many questions we got left? We got 2 left.
2 left.
Okay.
Wait. You get capped off on how many questions you get?
Yeah, I said that. So you get
7
questions.
7 questions each.
Oh, I thought it was until they were gone.
No. No.
No, seven questions.
Oh, my God. I messed up royally.
It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I was about to say. It would be burying you either way.
Okay, we could either do baseball 2, math 2, or Star Wars 2. Or unless you want to do Star Wars 5. There's pretty much no way he's going to catch us. So.
Yeah, let's do Star Wars 5. Why not?
Star Wars 5,
see,
all
see
right.
My Star Wars knowledge here. Hey,
which Star Wars movie was filmed entirely in studio?
So is this including the new ones?
Yeah, I was about to say, this includes yeah, every single
one. It's
covering all the Star Wars movies.
Is there nine?
I mean, there's
is that
a
right?
lot. There's nine, and then there's all these. There's like there's Rogue One, and then there's the side stories
okay,
that come
well,
out recently.
Okay, you even come up with it.
Shot all in studio. I'm going to probably assume it's one of the older ones, just kind of assuming. Actually, I think I might just go – I want to say Empire Strikes Back for some reason, but I don't
okay.
think so.
You can go with it. I don't care.
I'll go Empire Strikes Back, just a guess. I kind of think it might be the first one.
It's A New Hope.
Is it A New Hope? I bet it is.
It is neither of those.
Okay.
It is Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith, really?
It's filmed entirely in studio. Huh.
So, to clarify,
that's interesting.
I have two questions left
Yeah.
to make
yeah.
up 7 points.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just terrible. I guess I got to go musicians' real names for 5 now, right?
Yeah. All right, yeah.
I think so.
Melissa?
If I would have known this, I would have just racked up the
score. We said it
points.
4 times for you, Chuck.
I'm not a good listener.
Well, we can tell.
All right. Melissa Jefferson. Need her stage name.
Oh, so we got to do the stage name. That's
yeah.
that's the real
yeah,
name.
Yeah.
Okay.
I give you the real name, you give me stage name.
Jesus Christ. Melissa Jefferson. I don't even know what genre, what decade. I can't.
Let's get a guess here, Chuck.
Yeah, you gotta give something.
Dua Lipa.
I like where you're going with that, but no, that is incorrect. It's Lizzo.
Okay.
Wow. Big Lizzo fan over here
Why
too.
Is she
you should feel
Melissa Jefferson.
Okay,
that's
last
what
question.
Her parents
Who
gave her.
Lizzo. She should retire with that name.
Man, Chuck, did he even miss it? What, he missed 5 questions in a row right there, Chuck?
Because I was going big, thinking I could rack up all the smaller ones later. I was trying to get the big ones off the board so you guys couldn't get them.
We could have beat you, like, so much worse, but we just kind of messed around
here. Yeah,
we were kind
of messing around at this point.
Give me an 8th question.
What do you want to go, Hayden?
Let's see. If you want to do just, like, test our knowledge here, we got musician's real name for 4, baseball for 5, and food and drink for 5.
Yeah,
or
you
just do a 2 and
five.
Kind of pile on, but it's already 10-3. It's already embarrassing.
No,
enough.
It's over. I was about to say, we might as well just shoot for the moon right here.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Baseball, food, and drink, probably.
Let's do food and drink.
I want to do baseball.
Let's do baseball.
Baseball for 5's already been taken, dummy.
Yeah.
Is that, I thought it was for 4 with Babe Ruth.
I already did 4 or 5. 5
okay.
was what makes up a baseball.
All right, food and drink
yeah,
for 5.
Sorry. I didn't take it off.
Food and drink for 5. All right, plus or minus 2 years.
Oh,
what year was the Happy Meal released nationwide?
Plus or minus 2 years. Okay.
I've watched the Founder on Netflix. It's pretty good.
I ain't gonna listen to this guy. Chuck trying to Slumdog Millionaire me. He's putting answers on the mirror wall there, the fogged up mirror, putting answers, trying to feed me wrong answers. I see what you're doing, Chuck. I'm not stupid. Hayden.
I did watch The Founder. I'm pretty sure McDonald's started in like the 60s? It was in California.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or maybe it was the 50s.
Either way, they probably had just regular burgers for a long time.
Yeah, just
and
burgers.
Then the Happy Meal would have been.
I'm thinking 70s.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, we thinking like 77, 8?
You want to go like somewhere, we need to go somewhere towards the middle maybe. Because I'm thinking,
know. 77.
Late 70s? We'll do.
We get plus or minus.
Okay, yeah. We'll do 77. Sure.
77, you locking that in?
Yeah,
we are.
77 gets you in there barely because it was in 1979.
Wow!
The wild thing is they actually came up with the idea in 77, but it didn't actually come out until 79.
Wow, how about that?
53.
How about that?
We could have scored over 20
oh,
easily.
Oh, my goodness.
Easily. Charlie, you have one more if you don't want to, like, or if you can just give up if you want.
I wouldn't answer it if it was me, Hayden, but either way.
I have pride. You know, I have pride, so I'm going to go ahead and just continue on.
Get a 1. Get something on the board.
Give me musicians' real names 4.
Four.
Oh, wow.
All right. Peter Gene Hernandez.
Santana. Pitbull.
No.
I don't know.
None of those.
Wait, I have a guess. Is it Bad Bunny?
Nope.
I thought it was similar.
Is Bruno Mars.
Really?
Huh.
Yep.
Oof. Charlie has stormed out of the
15
room.
To that 3.
Was ugly, man. God.
He's upset.
That was ugly.
His trivia
Golly.
Performance. Woo-wee. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, let these guys savor their victory, and we'll come back and see if we missed anything. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, these guys want to talk some baseball. You know, I'm sure the Braves fans want to hear these two national guys preview that game going into tonight. The Braves do need to get it together. This will be a good time to do it for them. Been a rough year so far.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're overrated, Cam. Yeah.
Okay.
So you just want to take a little look around the league
here?
Yeah,
we'll take a little look around.
Okay. AL East is still the Red Sox leading. They have a 2-game lead over the Blue Jays. AL Central, the Royals are surprisingly in first place. Had the White Sox, just had Robert. He's out for how long is he out, Charlie? Wasn't he out a few months? Is that right?
Luis Robert?
Yeah. Yeah, he got hurt yesterday,
didn't
he?
Yeah, I think it's 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, I thought it was a few months. Okay. He's out anyway, one of the best players. AL West, Athletics still ahead, 2 games ahead of the Astros.
Robert, he's going to be out 3 to 4 months.
Okay, that's what I said.
Yep.
Another 3 to 4 months. Charlie on the trivia there.
Dude, my entire brain is just ruined now.
When's it in good shape?
Not Oof. Often.
All right. So now over the National League, first place NL East, in sole possession of first place, the Washington Nationals at
what a great division.
At 12-12.
What a great division wow. that is.
But, you know, they've had a lot
Again,
of injuries
I,
here.
I mentioned this on the Blitz already, but I said, oh, these guys, we got to start pitching it like the Big Ten does with their basketball. Not that we all just have mediocre records, but we're
beating
just
each other
so
up.
Good, we're beating each other up.
Yeah. I mean, we're supposed to be the best division in baseball this year.
Lots of
but turns out it's actually the NL West right now, who the San Francisco Giants are leading with a record of 17-11. They're half game above the Dodgers, 1 game above the Padres. 4 out of 5 teams in the NL West have a winning record. So, yeah. And then finally, NL Central, 2 teams tied, Cardinals and Brewers. So,
okay.
There's your standings update. I would say, Charlie, who's your hottest team in baseball right now?
I feel like the obvious answer is probably the A's, but they've cooled off a little bit. I'm going to go with the Giants. I mean, they're really rolling right now. They're getting contributions from a lot of different guys, and their staff has been surprisingly better than people expected. Guys like, what's his name? DeSclafani? Anthony DeSclafani. DeSclafani.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been pitching out of his mind. Alex Wood, who is a guy that was thought of as a reliever starting pitcher combo, has been starting for them and been pitching
yeah,
really well.
I was
well.
Trying to get him on my fantasy team, but somebody got him before
my
me.
Team. So, you know, a lot of good baseball being played out west, and they're arguably the hottest.
I think I'm going to go with the St. Louis Cardinals. 8-2 in the last 10, 5 in a row. And, I mean, they're back in first place. I believe they were at the bottom of the league at some point the last few weeks. But, yeah, 1-5 in a row. And a big win against the Mets last night, which did have a weird ending, kind of like Charlie mentioned earlier, with the lights going out. And then probably second hottest would be the Nationals. I mean, I guess.
The Nationals, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the White Sox, the Astros. And the Diamondbacks and Padres are all 7-3 in their last 10. Lots of teams. Mm-hmm. Raven, thoughts on baseball?
I think you guys pretty much said it right then and there.
Y'all hit it out the park.
Yeah,
on that
there
one.
It is. There it is. I'm sorry. I'm not watching baseball when there's again. What was the math you did earlier? 100 and what?
I don't know.
40,
I can't really,
40 games left?
138. But that's also because the Nationals have played like a lot less games than the other teams. Because,
why is that?
Well, they missed the first weekend for COVID.
I forgot about that.
And then they've also had kind of a pretty light schedule here. In the past 10 days, they've had 3 off days, which is pretty rare in baseball. So that's also counted why they have less games.
I mean, do you watch the NBA when they still have like 70 games left?
Maybe not as much. Watch it more towards the middle and towards the end of the season. But also, has there been really any postponements with games? COVID-related,
just
anything
the
like
Nationals.
That? Just that?
Just
that was
the
it?
Nationals.
Okay. Dang, so they're doing a lot better this go.
It's been
around,
rainy lately. Been some rain postponements.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
Can't hit a ball in the rain.
Are you making fun of baseball right now?
Yes.
I mean, that's just not why they don't play.
I know. But that's part of making fun of it.
It's really dangerous, actually.
Ooh, scary.
No, I mean, like those bases, trying to round them and hit them fast when they're just covered in rain.
Hey, bro, just have better balance.
And you're just asking for an ACL tear. Not to mention you're playing in dirt, so it just becomes like
mud,
weird thick mud.
You never ran around in mud as a kid?
Well, it's not the same kind of mud because baseball dirt's just a different substance in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like a bunch of excuses to me, Draven.
Yeah, it sounds like bit. You are.
Sounds like they're a little.
It sounds like their contracts aren't guaranteed against injury for the entire contract, even if they, you know, get injured. So wow, that's crazy.
What does that have to do with anything?
So concerned about it, and it's like, you still make your money. I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'll go play in the rain. Why not?
Maybe Why people not? Like enjoy playing and don't want to be hurt.
Nah, that can't be it.
NFL players are throwing their helmets at, throwing their heads at each other.
Baseball's a much better product. Than the
NBA. It's like some sort of explanation behind that.
Yeah, I think the NBA is fun. You don't get a good enough effort from teams.
Oh, you're going to say effort when nobody in Major League Baseball runs through first base half the time?
Actually, they run through first base every time.
Oh, no.
Like, if they don't run out a ground ball or a pop fly, like,
They'll
be immediately benched. If James Harden decides not to play defense, like SportsCenter just laughs about it at 11 p.m. with Scott Van Pelt. So yeah, there's a difference in effort.
I don't know. I would argue like one of the most like talked about plays this year in the early season was Acuña beating out that ground ball at the shortstop earlier this year. I mean, he's probably one of the top 5 players in the game, and he's like trying hard on like a little.
No,
easy
I appreciate
grounder.
When I see it. I don't see it a lot.
I just don't think you can make that effort argument.
Baseball. Oh, I have it on the TVs all the time when I'm at work. It's on. I'll look up and watch it. But wow, that guy's not trying very hard.
There's a difference in the pitcher legging out a ground ball. Like you don't want him to get hurt, like because he's pitching. Obviously, he's more important than like the actual.
Dang, he's not athletic enough to be able to run
without injuring
himself?
No, he's not. He's a pitcher. Like, he's not out there to be, like, the athletic specimen that Ronald Acuña is.
But he can't run? You can't just
He's not as fast as Ronald Acuña, so it's kind of pointless now.
Yeah, see, that's what they think is pointless. Guy misses throwing the thing to first base. It happens every now and then.
And they get on anyway.
I don't know. I've seen times where you could have easily kept it going if you would have been on your game. But
the only people that don't run out ground balls are like a couple pitchers.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Like that's what like that's that. I'm backing you up.
I'm gonna watch a baseball game. I'm gonna take note. But
yeah, let's watch a baseball game.
I'm not.
If there are
yeah, I may not actually.
There are 4 more times in that game that they don't run out a ball at first. I'll do whatever you want.
Okay. All right. I may have to watch a baseball
NBA.
Game
Come
if I can
on.
Bring myself to watch a baseball game this early in the season. But all right. Last call on the other side. Stick with us. Talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right. It is last call. And last call is brought to you by the G3 Help Me Hotlines. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III or visit g3helpme.com. Or you can give them a call at 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's g3helpme.com. I'm sure the drive will be taking plenty of calls on the G3 Help Me hotline when we get out of here in a second. But it is last call, and Charlie's been pumped about the story for a while. So, Charlie, what do you got? What do you got?
Let's see. Town honors marine life weirdly. I don't know how to phrase it in a way that sounds good without just telling you the story. Just
kinda,
trust me, Draven.
I'm kind of
curious.
Just
trust me. Just
We're
trust
gonna
me.
Overrule Hayden and stop.
I'll stop. I'll give you a shot here. Better be good, though, because you have been excited, so this better be good.
The Japanese town of Noto spent its entirety of its coronavirus relief funding to build a giant squid statue in an attempt to boost tourism. 25 million yen was spent on this 13-meter-long statue.
How much?
25 million yen, which I don't know.
I don't think it's that much.
Honestly,
flying squid is a delicacy out there.
That could be like $1 million, or that could be like $5,000. I have no idea how yen works. But they spent it.
It's seven. Wait, how much did you say it was?
25 million yen.
It looks like it's 228,775 U.S. dollars.
Well, spent by a town specifically that was supposed to be their COVID relief. People were pretty pissed. But it is a pretty neat statue of the giant squid.
Do you have a picture? Do we have a? Oh wow! Okay,
it's pretty realistic.
That is real. That's more. I thought they'd go with a little bit more dramatics on the squid.
Yeah,
that looks just
I
like
thought
a
they would go dramatic
squid.
Too. It's just like it looks like someone just like a squid just washed up on shore in this random park. Also, they didn't like make it standing straight up and down or anything.
No, they just laying
it's just,
there.
It's horizontal. It's just like it's.
I think they could have done a little bit better job with $228,000 to you know. Let me make it a little more creative, but okay.
We'll see if it actually boosts tourism.
Probably not now. I'm pretty sure Japan's pretty shut down still.
One pandemic. Person involved in the project said it aimed to polish the attractiveness, and it's basically just the town's trump card.
People want to go see a squid? There you go. Man, squids freak me out. Just seeing videos of those guys. The ones that can get out of the jars and stuff, out of the things. You seen those, man?
There's like the octopus.
Wait, if you put a squid in a jar, it gets out?
What's the
octopus
difference?
Octopus are extremely smart.
There's a big difference.
The octopus has eight.
I knew
squid
that.
Has
other
10.
Than eight.
Is well, that, and the
squid
is just
10.
Like, but the octopus is like, eh.
They're both cephalopods, just like in the same spectrum of
just
stuff.
Just cleared
but
it up for me, Chuck.
You know, it's like one's like, but one's like, yeah.
Yeah,
the hand motions are perfect. Thank you. Thank you.
Squid are usually a lot
perfect. Picture perfect.
If you ever
right want to
have nightmares, go look up a Humboldt squid. They live off the coast of California and Mexico. They're like 7 feet long, and they have been known to attack divers.
Well,
no.
I will fight it, and I will win.
No, yeah, no.
Good luck. They get their
man,
those paws on you,
hurt.
Man. They
like,
get those
the
tentacles
have like little
you.
Teeth in the suckers, man. Like, those things hurt to rip off. All right, I got cult leader.
Always interested in cults. Yeah. Cults are crazy, man. Crazy stuff.
Oh, right. Cult leader found mummified, wrapped in Christmas lights in Colorado home. Seven charged.
Gosh.
And seven people with suspected ties to the Love Has Won cult.
What was that again? Love Has Won?
Love Has Won is the name of the cult. Oh. Are facing charges after the body of their religious group's leader was found at a home in Colorado. Amy Carlson, 45, who's known as Mother God by her followers, was found dead in a home in the small rural town of Moffat on Wednesday, April 28th, according to arrest affidavits for the suspects, who are each charged with abuse of a corpse. The remains are found in the, so they're not getting charged with murder? The remains were found in the back bedroom, lying on a bed wrapped in what appeared to be a sleeping bag. What appeared to be glitter-type makeup was found around the women's eyes. The body was decorated with Christmas tree lights and appeared to be set up in some type of shrine, the warrant said. Lord have mercy. The follower told investigators he knew the woman as Leah Carlson, and a county sheriff corporal wrote in the affidavits that Carlson is believed to be the group's leader. It's unclear why the follower provided the name Leah. The spokesperson for the sheriff's office received a report of a deceased female in the residence and a concern of child abuse. According to the arrest warrants for the seven people, Miguel Lamboy, 42, who is believed to be part of the group, opened his home to members when they needed a place to stay on April 27th. He left the house and returned to find the body of whom he knew to be Leah Carlson. He said the body appeared to be mummified with Carlson's teeth exposed through the lips, the warrant said. What in the world is this cult doing? He tried to leave the home with his son, but the group would not let him take the child. They were wilding out. Lamboy went to the police department to report the dead woman. Because his residence is in a different county, the report had to be handed off to the sheriff's office. Ooh, yeah, so, basically, this cult's out here wilding and, I guess, trying to keep their leader forever.
Man, it's amazing to me how these cults just kind of form and people just honestly brainwashed.
Honestly, that's one of my backup plans is to start a cult. Like, if radio doesn't work out.
You think you got that kind of followership,
yeah,
Chuck?
Like, you got the charisma to convince people to do
it. I 100% could convince people to join my cult.
Got to get a little bit more knowledgeable after that trivia loss.
You don't need knowledge to have a cult. You think that the guy
you gotta
that got
know what you're talking about, buddy. You gotta know what you're talking
did he
about.
Have any knowledge?
Before we leave, would you care to like apologize to us for like everything you
said? That's a great point, Hayden. That's a great point.
No,
I mean,
I will not.
Well, I really do wish we would have gone for those fives though, Draven, because it really could have been like 20-something-3, and that would have been the worst ass beating we've ever seen on the
ever.
Show.
Look, we're gonna make some. 15-3
actually might be the worst one still.
We're gonna play something on Friday, and I guarantee a victory.
What you if heard you don't, it here. Then what are you going to do?
Punishment.
Punishment.
Punishment. Oh, okay. Punishment.
Okay.
You heard it here. You heard it here.
Well, good show by you guys. The Drive is up next. Stick with us on Fan Run Radio.